Psalms 119 and verse number 1. Psalms 119 and verse number 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. That thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. O that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. I want to preach a message entitled, Walk, Walk, Walk the Bible Way. Walk, walk, walk the Bible way. Heavenly Father, bless us, Lord, this morning as here we are just a short time before we turn the calendar again. And Lord, decisions need to be made and an examination, dear God, of the previous year and some decisions, dear Lord, some resolutions, Lord, some goals set for a brand new year. Lord, if you tarry, then we want to be the best we can for you, and we want to grow, and we want to do better. And Lord, we can't do it on our own. We need you, and we need your word. And so, Lord, we're going to exalt the God of the Bible and the Bible that was sent to us by God. And Lord, help us to learn how to walk the Bible way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Somebody asked me, where do you get your sermon ideas? And you get them from a lot of different places. When I listen to sermons, I get sermon ideas. Matter of fact, sometimes the idea I have is to steal that sermon, and I'll just take the whole thing. But more times than not, I'll listen to a sermon, and maybe just one thing that's mentioned, the preacher mentions, will spark an idea or direction or a Bible study in my life. And so I get some from that. I get probably most of my sermons, though, from my personal devotion time, my personal Bible reading time. I'll tell you this, if you will just faithfully learn to read the Bible, just faithfully learn to read the Bible, and you'll learn it, you'll read it looking for something. That's so important, so important. If you aren't looking for anything when you read the Bible, I promise you, you won't get anything. But if you're looking for something, maybe I can encourage you right before you start reading the Bible in your devotion time. A lot of times people read the Bible, then they pray. Well, why don't we pray, read the Bible, and then pray. And here's the first prayer. Lord, I'm about to read your word. Show me something. I like this verse here. Let's see if I can find it down here. Look at verse number 18. There's a wonderful prayer in Psalms 119, 18, and I pray this verse before I read the Bible, almost without exception. I'll pray, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I love that verse there. And that's a prayer. That's a prayer unto God. So tomorrow, when you get ready to open your Bible, just say, Lord, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And it's amazing how many times God answers that prayer. And I've read the 119th Psalm. I can't tell you how many times, but I read it in my devotions again this week. And I started out, and I said, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And I looked at verse number 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. And I began to read, blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek them him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. I thought, wait a minute. The Lord said, did you see that? In verse number 1, blessed are the undefiled that walk in the way. And then they walk in his ways in verse number 3. And then verse number 5, I read on down, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. And boy, I stopped right there and I went and dug out a highlighter. And I said, I'm reading this whole psalm. And I'm just going to look for the word way or ways all the way through it. And that's what I did. And I had a time. And it was so much fun. And so then I got my office and I thought, you know what, I'm going to collect all those verses and I'm going to get them all in the same piece of paper and look at them. And the Lord began to direct my my mind towards this message. Because Psalms 119, I think all of us know that have been saved for some time. It is a psalm that exalts the Word of God and talks much about the Bible. And I got to thinking about that song that we sing on the bus routes. Matter of fact, how many of our teenagers work on a bus route? You work on a bus route. Would you stand up if you ride a bus to church? You work on a bus route. You help on a bus route. Would you stand up in here? All right. And we've got some in the foyer there too. All of you come up here on the stage, okay? You're going to help me out with this, all right? Now, some of you may not know the song, Walk, Walk, Walk the Bible Way. But these young people have not... and by the way, that's the only thing we're singing. Walk, walk, walk the Bible way. Okay, that's the only thing we're singing today. Okay, walk. So, all right, you know, come on up here. I don't have cooties. Come on, get in here. Come on, come on. All right, now I want you to do it like you do it on the bus. Do you have like little hand things that you do? Okay, all right, all right, all right. Ready? Here we go. Now I'm not on a bus, and I have found out that different bus routes sing songs different ways, so there may be a spirit of confusion for just a moment. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Walk, walk,
walk the Bible.
No, wait, you're not doing the hand motions. All right, okay, good. Let's try it again, all right? Okay, all right, let's try it again. Ready? Here we go. Walk, walk,
walk the Bible way.
Okay, stop. What was that? What was the... What happened? I don't remember. Ah,
what? You fall off.
You walk, walk, walk the Bible way, and then
you fall off.
Ah! Well, you're walking the Bible way. What is? All right, I won't interrupt anymore. We have to really do a theological examination of the songs that's being sung on the bus route. A theological. You don't do that. Do you go walk, walk, walk the Bible way? Zap! You're supposed to go up like the rapture, man. You're walking the Bible. Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll just let you do it. Okay, go ahead. Walk, walk,
walk the Bible way. Read your Bible daily and don't forget to pray.
Walk, walk, walk the Bible way. Read your Bible
every day. Smoking, drinking, fist fights,
and dirty talk. They all make you walk the dirty walk.
Smoking, drinking, fist fights, and dirty talk. Jesus said, no, no, don't do it.
Walk, 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 walk the Bible way.
Preach your Bible every day.
All right, let's give him a hand. All right. All right, you can be seated. All right. Wow, wow, there you go, there you go. Walk, walk, now you know what I'm talking about. Walk, walk, walk the Bible way. Read your Bible daily, don't forget to pray. The word way here, I thought, well, I'm going to find out what that's talking about, so I went to my Hebrew dictionary, and it's the word derech, and it literally means a road, as in a trodden road. And then it talks about this figuratively, a course of life or mode of action. It literally means, the word way literally means the path of your life, the path of your life. Now, folks, we're 35 days from the beginning of a new year. 35 days away, can you imagine? One of the most important things we can begin now to decide is this: which path will I walk in 2018. Well, I want to give you a good recommendation to walk, walk, walk the Bible way. Which way am I going to walk? Which path am I going to take? You say, preacher, you mean there's multiple choice? Yeah, there is. And those multiple choices, some of them I found in Psalms 119. We'll be pretty much there. So look at verse 104, if you will. There's a false way. There's the false way. Psalms 119 and verse 104, Psalms 119:104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. I hate every false way. Look at verse 128. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Isn't it interesting that David, who loved the Bible and spends this entire psalm inspired by God to write about this wonderful love affair he has with the Bible, the more that he fell in love with the Bible, the more he grew a hatred for the false way. Young people, you need to understand there's a right way And there's God's way, and there's the Bible way, but there's also a false way. And that word has the idea of deception, a fake way. This is a way that seems right, but isn't right. This is the way of deception that leads to the place of destruction. This is the oftentimes the easy path, but it soon becomes the hardest of all paths. We're warned about it in Proverbs. Proverbs 16:25 say the same thing. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So be very careful, young people, because the devil's the great deceiver, and he's going to try to get you to go down a path or a road or a way. And by the way, he doesn't just deceive young people, and he just doesn't deceive children and teenagers. I've watched him deceive sometimes seasoned saints into believing in a moment of weakness that some false way is the right way. And so we have that. There's the evil way. Look at verse 101. 101, the evil way. In Psalms 119, 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. That I might keep thy word. Now, folks, listen to me. There's a false way. And you know what? Somebody that's wanting to do right and have a good intentions can be tricked into going down a false way. But there's some ways that are just evil ways. They're sinful ways. And you know what? They don't make any pretense about it. And I've watched people make conscious decisions to go down a sinful path, an evil way. They weren't tricked. They weren't deceived. They knew what they were doing, and they went down that path anyway. And so you know what? Hey, you're going to choose your path in 2018. You know what? There's a false way. If you aren't careful, you can be tricked in going down a wrong path. There's an evil way. And you know what? The devil always makes it look so good and so enticing, and yet, you know what? The wages of sin is still death. And then the Bible says in Psalms 119:5, let's go back and look at that, there is my way. How about that? My way. Psalms 119, verse 5, I think of all the ways that people are taking today, I think this is the path most trod. That there is my way. Psalms 119:5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Did you see that verse there? David said, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. David's saying, you know what? There's times when I want to go a certain way. I want to take a certain path. But when I look at the statutes of God's word, they don't line up with the statutes of God's word. Sometimes we have to make a decision whether or not we're going to put ourselves first and what we want to do, or we're going to put God's word first and do what he wants us to do. Look at verse number 59 in Psalms 119. Verse number 59, I thought on my ways. And by the way, that's what we're going to try to get all of us collectively to do this morning. Let's think on my ways. Let's think on our ways. And turned my feet unto thy testimonies. And if you find out today that you're living your life your way and not the Lord's way, my prayer is that you'll turn your feet to the testimonies of the Lord. There's a lot of people, and most of the songs today will encourage you to live your life your way and to do it your way. Frank Sinatra made famous a song entitled My Way. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Not God's way, my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. And by the way, he did. He chose a life of the nightclubs. He chose a life of the party. He chose a life of the Hollywood crowd. And he didn't take God into consideration in anything. He did it his way, and the world all applauds him because, hey, you know what? At least he lived his life his way. He did it his way. Well, the Bible condemns that as foolishness. Because you know what, folks? There is a better way than the selfish way. There's a better way than following your own lusts and your own desires for life. There is God's way. There is the Bible way. You say, where do you find that? In Psalms 119, verse number 37. As I was looking at all of these different ways in this chapter, look at verse 137. 119:37. Look at verse number 37. The Bible says, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." And of course, David is writing this to God, and this is a whole prayer. This entire psalm is a prayer. It'd be a wonderful prayer to pray through, wonderful thing. And you know what he said? He said in verse number 37, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." Quicken thou me in thy way. You know what he said? I don't want to just walk in your way. I want to be quickened in your way. I want to be made alive. I want to go towards it with haste. I want to make my decision and never look back. I want to walk the Bible way. Preacher, how do we know which way is God's way? Are you sure God's way is the Bible way? Look at Psalms 119, verse 14. Are you enjoying looking at these verses? 119, look at verse number 14. It says, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies." There it is. I got it highlighted. The way of thy testimonies. The way of thy testimony. You see, God's way is the Bible way. How about verse number 27? Look at there. Verse 27, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts." The way of thy precepts. See, God's way is the Bible way. Look at Psalms 119, verse 32, verse number 32. And it says, "I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart." Oh, you know what? Young people, would be a blessing to your parents if from now on, every time they told you to do something, you wouldn't sit there until they had to yell at you. You wouldn't get up and grumble and drag your feet. But if you jump up and run and to obey your mom and run to obey your dad, you say, why is that important? Because if you won't do that, I seriously doubt if one of these days you'll get up and run to obey the Lord. But you know what David said? He said, listen, I don't want to begrudgingly obey the commandments of God. I don't want to do it with mumbling under my breath. And I don't want to drag my feet in it. You know what, Lord, once I understand a command and I see it clear in the Word of God, I want to run that way. I want to run and do thy commandments. I want to run into thy precepts. And folks, let me tell you something. There's so many rewards in just learning to not fight the Lord and his will and his way for your life, but instead to wholeheartedly embrace it. Look at verse number 33, right after verse 32 there. "Teach me, O Lord." O Lord, teach me. "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes." And here's the decision he made, "and I will keep it unto the end." Oh, I'd love for you to make that decision. Wherever you find yourself in life today, Lord, if you'll teach me the way of the statutes, the precepts, the commands of the Bible, the judgments of the Bible, if you'll teach them to me, Lord, I want to tell you this. I will walk in them all the days of my life. I'll keep them unto the very end. Say, preacher, tell us about God's way this morning. What is it like to walk the Bible way? Listen, folks, you're not listening to a man that's not had error in his life and failings in his life and times of backslidness in his life. But I want to tell you this. As a young man, I made a decision. I'm going to walk the Bible way. I'm going to walk the Bible way. And you know what? I've been on this path a long time, and I can tell you some things about it. But I'm going to testify along with the Word of God this morning, because I believe with all of my heart, if you'll make a decision just to walk the Bible way, it will reward you in so many ways. So tell us about it. What's it like to walk the Bible way? Okay, here's the sermon. Number one, the Bible way is the way of truth. The Bible way is the way of truth. Now look, if you will, in verse number 29 and verse number 30. The way of truth. Verse number 29 and verse number 30. "Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me." Now one of the things about the Bible that you'll learn is that the Bible is true. You know what, preacher, where is truth contained in this world? Where do you find truth? You find it in this book. I went to a graduation. One of the young men that graduated from a public school system that attended our school, our church here. And it was Brother Jesse McCammon. Brother Jesse McCammon didn't have the opportunity to come to a Christian school, but I'm going to tell you this. It's just reasons that he wasn't allowed to go. But I will tell you this. I'm proud of Jesse McCammon because he attended Duggar High School. And you know what, young people? If you're going to tell everybody you're a Christian, then you ought to be the hardest worker in that school. And you may not have the capabilities of being valedictorian, but I'm going to tell you what, Jesse had the capabilities, and he graduated valedictorian of his class. And you know what? I went to his graduation. He stood up and he exalted the Lord graduation speech, and I presented that. But the man that was introducing those that would be giving their speeches was telling them, the young people that was graduating, giving the typical humanistic philosophy filled speech, and he said, you know what, I've got this degree, I've got that degree, I've got this degree, and yet he said, in all of my searching, in all of my days, this is a man in probably his 60s, and that has an education, a superintendent of the school system over there, and he said, in all of my days, I've never, ever found the source of all truth. And I was so upset that I didn't have my Bible with me. I should have taken my Bible. Because in hindsight, I probably wouldn't have said a word out loud, but I would have taken that Bible and just held it up like this until he got done speaking. Because bless his little pea-picking heart, he's been looking for 60-some years, and he hasn't found the center or the source of all truth. And you know what? I've got it! I've got it right here. Look at that. I got the Bible, source of all truth. Now, listen, you know what? If you're going to walk the Bible way, you've got to understand something. This book is always going to tell you the truth, and this book will expose the lies. And sometimes it'll expose your lies. Because see, before we start lying to anybody else, we start lying to ourselves. And you know what? If you're starting to lie to yourself, you're probably not spending much time in this book, because you know this book is going to rebuke those lies. And so you know what? I'm willing to search the Bible. I want to know the truth. I want to know the truth. Jesus said this to the Jews that believed on him: if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know what? Lies and the devil's lies will always bring you into bondage, but the truth will set you free. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the truth, the truth, and the life. You know what? In John 8, he warns the disciples about the devil, and he says, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. And actually, he was talking to the Pharisees in that portion of Scripture. But you know what he was saying? He was saying, listen, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. And you know what he says about the devil? He's a liar. He's been a liar from the beginning. Everything he says is a lie, a lie. Listen, the devil's going to spend his life trying to get you to believe lies. And you know what? If you go to Jesus and you go to the Bible, then you're going to get the truth. And one of the great things about learning to walk the Bible way is that you'll be exposed consistently to the truth. I do not understand people who do not want to know the truth. So many willingly choose to believe a lie. But by the way, they don't stop there. It's a downward progression. Then they begin to tell lies. Then their life becomes a lie. Then they lie to themselves about what their life has become. Now listen, how do you avoid the snares of the devil? Always, listen, I want to just say this to you young people. Always tell the truth. Always tell the truth. Always embrace the truth. This will help you in so many areas of your life. Now, I'm hoping the Holy Spirit helps you today. Somebody asks you something, and you start telling something that's not, remember what they made them put their hand on the Bible and say? I swear to tell the truth, and you know why? Because a lie can take three forms. That's why they make you promise that. I went around and preached a message in junior camps years ago called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. Couldn't find a verse for it, but it was a cool title. Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. You know what I did? I'd take 45 minutes just preach against one sin, the sin of lying. But I found out this. If a child will start lying, if the devil is the father of all lies. Now think about this. I'm not trying to be gross, but you think about it. If he fathers all lies, then you can't lie without having a personal interaction with the devil. And I find this, when a young person begins, you know, people talk about opening satanic doors in their life, and they play with the Ouija board, and, you know, spiritual warfare, we're taught, you know, that opens a satanic, a lot of music, satanic music opens that door. You know, tarot cards, don't stay away from, let me tell you what is the earliest interaction with the devil that the average person has in their life, and the most dangerous, is that of lying. lying. I'm talking about today. I'm talking about tomorrow when all of a sudden somebody in authority asks you something and you start telling something that's not the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why did they ask you to swear on that? Because, you know, folks, a partial truth is a lie. Well, I didn't lie. If you only told part of what happened, then you lied. An embellished truth is a lie. Okay, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Sometimes we put the truth, tell the truth, and then we kind of embellish it and slant it and change it in such a, and change the situation in such a way. Now listen, let's just be truthful. Amen. You know how to protect your marriage? Be truthful with each other. You know how to rear good kids? Be truthful with them. Truth, whether they like it, whether they don't like it. You want to have a reputation, the right kind of reputation at the workplace and in the community? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. And you know what? When you decide, I'm going to walk the Bible way, then you know what? You're going to find that it's the way of truth. Every lie the devil tells you that you choose to believe is like a chain that wraps around and binds you. I'm going to help some of you right now because some of you are bound by this stuff. Every lie you tell yourself is another chain. Every lie you embrace is another chain. Every lie that you tell someone else is a chain around your very soul. Soon you become the devil's captive, Satan's slave. Too late you've learned that the false way ends in a dungeon of despair. Say, preacher, I'm there. How do I break free? How do I break free? How do I again enjoy the freedom that God intended me to have? Walk the Bible way. Read your Bible daily. Don't forget to pray. Walk the Bible way. Read your Bible every day. You know why? Because the truth will set you free. And all of a sudden you say, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm not playing this lying game anymore. I'm being truthful with my mom and truthful with my dad and truthful with my friends. And you know what? I'm going to be truthful with the pastor and I'm not going to live a life of deception and lie. And you know what you'll find out? The truth will set you free. If you're walking the lie, the false away, I'm encouraging you, listen, you got 35 days till a brand new year. Don't walk 2018. Matter of fact, why don't you just start in December of 2017 and say, you know what? What I care about and what I'm interested in is the truth. Lord, I'll read this book, and if the truth hurts, then let it hurt. If I don't like it, then change my heart. Lord, don't let me spend my life trying to change the Bible to fit my lies, but let the Bible expose my lies. May I listen to everybody around me, and whatever they say, may I filter it through the Word of God to see whether it's true or not. And so if you want to walk the Bible way, you walk the way of truth. Number two, the Bible way is the way of cleanliness. Cleanliness. Look in verse number 9. I love this. This will help you young men today. Wherewithal shall a young man, by the way, this will help young ladies too. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against God. You know, the great thing about reading the Bible is that it has a cleansing effect in our life. That's why it says in Psalms 119, verse 1, glance up there, blessed are the undefiled in the way. The Bible way cleans you up. How about verse number 3? It says, they also do no iniquity. Not if they're walking the Bible way. Not if they're walking the Bible way. They walk in that they walk in his way. Now, the Bible will help keep you clean. 2018, I want you to just read the Bible every day. I want you to come to church and listen to it being preached every single service. And I want you to let it just clean you up, just clean you up. The Bible has an effect on people. You know, a preacher, I come to the sermon sometimes and I don't know if I understand all of them. And I read parts of the Bible and I want to read it because I'm supposed to, but I don't always understand it. And maybe I'm just wasting my time. And I love to tell this illustration. There was a young Christian that came to a preacher and he said, you know what? I'm trying to read the Bible and I'm trying to listen to the sermons and I don't think I'm retaining it. I don't think I'm getting it. I don't understand a lot of it. And maybe I'm just wasting my time. And the preacher took a bucket a wooden bucket, and he reached down, picked up a drill, and he sat there with the old hand tool and drilled 3 or 4 holes in the bottom of. He said, now run down to the creek, and he said, you fill this bucket full of water, and then come back as fast as you can. And he ran down the creek about 50, 75 yards, filled the bucket up, and he runs back up, and the whole time water's coming out of the bottom of the bucket. He gets there, and by the time he gets there, all the water's gone. He said, go do it again. And he said, and went and got it again. And by the time he got, all the water was gone. And he said, preacher, that's kind of what's happening to me. Go do it again. He made him do it 10 or 12 times. The guy's, this is a waste of time. Finally, he said, preacher, why do you keep having me do this? He said, you look inside that bucket now. How clean is it? How clean is it? See, sometimes we're more worried about what we're retaining, and God's more worried about whether or not we're clean. You know what I found out? You just keep letting the Bible go through you and go through you and go through you. Listen, I got people all over this auditorium, and I'm proud of you. I want you to know this preacher's proud of you, because I've watched you come and center the preaching of the Bible. And you know what? Things when you first came here that really didn't bother you that much, things that you were doing that maybe you would even defend. Isn't that interesting how just coming and listening to the Bible, all of a sudden things that used to not seem so bad, all of a sudden, wait a minute. You know, and even if maybe they're not totally wrong, are they totally right? And wouldn't I want to be my best for God? And one of the most exciting and rewarding things in a pastor's life is not watching people change because I'm dictating anything, but watching people change because the Bible's cleaning them and changing them and transforming them. That's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff. So the Bible's the way of cleanliness. One more. The Bible way is the way of happiness. Look, if you will, in Psalms 119, verse number 14. Preacher, where'd this message come from? Just a morning devotions with a little yellow highlighter and just a fascination with one single phrase in the Bible. Look at this. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Look at verse 111, Psalms 119 and 111. How about this? Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. And then 162, Psalms 119, 162. You know what? David, he loved the Bible. He loved God's word. He loved the law of God. And he says this, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. You know, folks, listen to me. I know not everybody's going to choose to walk the Bible way. I get it. You know, I wish they would. It grieves me that they don't. It does. It grieves my heart that they don't. But I get it. But you know what? Can I say this? Now, having spent decades on this path, on this road called the Bible way, God's way, that you meet the happiest people as you walk God's path. Now, go check out how happy the ones on the false way are. By the way, go check out how happy the ones on the evil, sinful way are. I don't care what they create on their Facebook page, you know, the alternate them, their virtual life. Pull back the layers and find out how happy they truly are. By the way, go find me anybody that's on the my way road. Listen, selfish people are the most cantankerous, unhappy people in the world. But when you get on the Bible way, you get on God's path for your life. Listen, God's path for your life. You know what? Your path's not going to be the same as mine. You're every nuance of your life. But you know what? You're doing what God wants you to do and going where God wants you. You know what? As our paths intersect, you know what I found out? You meet the happiest people. You know, I'm going to tell you young people this because you need to hear it. You know what? In my 40s and even in my 50s, I've sat down with preachers and I've sat down with people that weren't preachers but spent their life serving God. I've sat down with them towards the end of their life, some of them on their deathbed. And you know, one of the questions I always ask, would you tell me something? Yeah. Sometimes, yes. Was it worth it, serving the Lord? Maybe that's my frailty. Maybe that's my doubt. Maybe that's just Jerry Ross's weakness. I've never had a one of them frown at me and say, no, son, you're wasting your time. You know what? No matter how much pain they're in, a big smile comes on their face. I sat right there just a few weeks ago when Brother Hamlin came. I leaned over and said, Doc, It's been worth it serving the Lord. Boy, he reached over and grabbed me and hugged me real hard. He said, it's the greatest life, son. It's the greatest life. Walk it to the end. Walk it to the end. Walk it to the end. You meet the happiest people as you walk God's path. Don't let the devil lie to you. Oh, you'll be happy if you take the false way. You'll be happy if you take the sinful way, evil way. You'll be happy if you take your way. Just do what you want. He'll lie to you. And by the way, there'll be those that choose the false way and the evil path and their own path. There always is. But there, I want you to remind you something. There are and always have been God's remnant who chooses to walk the Bible way. Because you know what? One of these days, we're all going to get to the end. And we're going to have to look back at the life we lived. Okay? I've got stupid signs hanging all over my shop area. If I see a sign and it makes me laugh, I buy it. That's the criteria. If it makes me laugh, I buy it. I've just got three new ones. You want to hear about them? You want to see them? I saw this sign and I bought it. It's an addiction. My wife wants me to get help. But when I read this, I laughed. Here's the sign, big letters. I don't snore. I just dream that I'm a motorcycle. I mean, how could you leave that in the store? You need to buy that and take it home. You know, here's another one I just got. I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but then I turned myself around. Say, that's not hanging in your garage. Oh, yes, it is. Come on by. Yeah. Now, girls, this is a cool sign. I'm going to let you try this, okay? All right. The front row girls, you paying attention? Okay, here it is. I got this sign that says, if you say gullible, if you say gullible real slow, it sounds like oranges. Okay, so let's try it. Say gullible real slow, and it sounds like oranges, okay? So, you're not falling for it? All right. I guess you're not gullible then. So, now, I did see this sign, but I didn't buy this one, although I was tempted. The sign said, my goal is to live forever. So far, so good. Let me tell you something. We're not living forever. We get one life. We get one shot. This is it. Okay? There's all kinds of people that'll point you down a false path. There's deceivers everywhere. You know what? There's an old wicked nature in all of us that wants to go down that old evil path, sinful path. It does. And there's selfishness, and there's selfishness in all of us that makes us want to sometimes say, well, I just want to do my thing. I want to go my way. But I'm going to tell you something. I knelt down there as a 16, 17-year-old boy, and I said, God, this life is not mine anymore. It's yours. And I haven't done everything right, but I'm even in my failures, I've stayed on that path. I'm walking the Bible way. Thank you, Brother Hamlin. I'm not quitting. I'm going all the way to the end. Hey, I've also been the deathbed beside the deathbed of those that's walked the sinful way. I've been by the deathbed of those that fell for the false way. I've been by a lot of people's deathbed that did it their way. You know what I do? I see the last moments of their life filled with tears and regret. But I've never, never met a Christian that said, to the best of my ability, I'm walking the path of the Lord. I'm walking the Bible way. I've never met a one of them that didn't smile through their pain and say, it's been worth it. It's been worth it. Hey, let's consider our ways. And if we need to turn our feet to the paths of his testimonies, let's make that decision this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this psalm. And Lord, that's just one little thing in this psalm. You talk about a psalm that we could preach on for a year. So many things connected to the Bible. So many things, Lord, that help us. And Lord, I pray, dear God, as we ponder the path of our feet, we take a quick look behind us and say, which path have I been on? Have I been deceived into getting off of the Bible path? Have I been deceived into choosing the evil way? Have I been so selfish that it's pretty much been my path? Oh, what a wonderful day. What a happy day. The chains fall off. The chains of sin and bondage fall off when a child of God walks to an altar and says, Lord, I'm done with my way. I'm done with false ways. I'm done with sinful ways. God, I'm not perfect, but the best of my ability, I'm going to try to walk the Bible way. I'm going to read my Bible daily. Lord, I'm not going to forget to pray. And Lord, what a journey. What a life. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, dear God, embrace that this morning. We pray in Jesus' name.